10 wildfires continue to burn in Southern California. The fires in the U.S. killed at least 15 people, burned 500,000 acres, and destroyed more than 1,100 homes. Two people are dead in Mexico. California officials say the fires are the most costly in state history, both in terms of property damage and firefighting costs. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports.
David Bruner let out a heavy sigh as he and his girlfriend Lori Paisley hiked yesterday past police barricades to their home on top of a ridge in the Crest region of eastern San Diego. It was just 12 hours since they fled their home as a wall of flame swept into the neighborhood. Unfortunately, all that was left of their house was rubble.
Unbelievable. We got a shovel left. All my tools, everything. Didn't get nothing out.
Bruner and Paisley's house was caught up in the Cedar Fire, the deadliest of three fires that have burned more than 200,000 acres and consumed as many as 600 homes and structures in the county. More than 10 people died in San Diego. In the suburban community of Scripps Ranch, Governor Gray Davis yesterday toured the devastation.
This is beyond belief. It's like a war zone, and my heart goes out to every family that lost a home.
Davis says he's briefing Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger daily on the fire situation. Yesterday, Schwarzenegger surveyed the damage in Ventura County and said he's heading to Washington to lobby for financial help.
To make sure that we get the federal money that the people here in California deserve so that it can start over again and do it very quickly. That's the key thing.
Yesterday, President Bush paved the way for that support by declaring four counties major disaster areas. Support was also coming from neighboring states. Four Arizona firefighters arrived at the San Bernardino command post and were waiting to be sent to the fire line. Chris Lechter of Payson, Arizona says he's fought big fires before, but nothing like this.
It's different territory for us, and I've never fought a fire in Santa Ana winds before, so that's going to be new.
Luckily, yesterday those hot winds died down a bit, but in San Bernardino the blaze marched north into the mountains toward the resort town of Lake Arrowhead. In its path, 50,000 residents, many of whom sought refuge in area shelters. In a large airplane hangar at San Bernardino's airport, more than 1,500 evacuees tried to pass the time and waited anxiously for word about their homes.
Where it's exactly burning and everything. We need to know that. This is our life up here.
You can try. I don't know.
Patricia Wells, who fled her house in the heavily forested Top Town region, pleaded with Red Cross volunteers for information. She said the only news she's gleaned is from the police scanner she wears on her belt, a Mother's Day present from her husband.
I mean, I'm insured, and I don't care. It's not knowing. I want to know if I still have a house. At least, you know, for right now, I still have a house. We've been periodically calling the house, and that's the only way we know because it's still ringing.
Wells will undoubtedly spend several more nights at the shelter. Other residents, however, were luckier. Yesterday, police allowed hundreds back into the Del Rosa neighborhood, one of the most devastated by fire. Luis and Dan Gorenberg couldn't believe their good fortune. Their home of 40 years was still standing, just their backyard burned, thanks to their neighbor and his two teenage boys who stayed behind and doused it with a garden hose.
Our house would have definitely burned if it hadn't been for him.
Well,
Every time we went to thank him, I got so choked up I couldn't even get the words out when you think of the courage.
Their neighbor, however, lost his exotic bird collection, some 30 birds in all. Down the street, Carol and Fred Peterson weren't as lucky. Carol said she knew when she fled that her house wasn't going to make it, but she was hoping firefighters could save something. She picked through the ashes to find pieces of her salt and pepper shaker collection.
This is my donkey. He was brown, and he had two little, like, knapsacks over here. But I can fix him.
Carol says she's devastated, but not defeated.
But no, I'm coming back. My neighbors here, they're coming back. My neighbor up here, she's coming back. We're just going to enjoy our neighbors.
Her next house, she says, will be built with less glass, no wood, and a lot of concrete. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, San Bernardino.